No matter where you're from, communities large and small, there are issues in our state that affect us all. The voice for a better Arizona, News Talk 92.3, KTAR.
This focus is family, family in focus, and today we're going to talk about media influences on kids and adults alike, because it's a huge part of our lives, whether it's TV, whether it's, you know, iPads, internet. There's so much more media, Pamela, that we have than you and I grew up, and we had TV and the internet started. We had to still dial-up connections. Now it's everywhere.
Now it's everywhere. It's video games. It's in your pocket. It's in your car. You can't get away from it.
So we have Shiloh Lundahl with us. He's a family counselor over at the Arizona Family Institute. And the whole idea to have you on, Shiloh, is to ask that question. So when you're in your sessions, when you're talking to people, how much does media come up? Is it a constant source of frustration for parents?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of parents that come in, they bring their kids in, and they'll say that the kids are playing the games a lot, the kids aren't socializing with their peers, the kids are having a hard time socializing with their parents. So, yeah, I mean, it comes up all the time.
That socializing part of it is probably a huge issue, because if your nose is always buried in your iPhone or in a computer somewhere, then you're not being forced to interact with the real world. And I know I've experienced it with kids before. They won't look you in the eye, or they're very shy, and it's one-word answers. As a parent, how do you get your kids over that, and what kind of boundaries should you be setting for them?
In our home, a lot of the things that we do, we do try to interact, obviously, us, my wife and I, with our kids. But we do limit television, we do limit video game playing and things like that to, for us, in our home, we do it just on the weekends. And the reason that we do that is because during the week, we have a lot of other things that we're doing, homework, other things like that. But we also want to spend a lot more time connecting. And so it's less, well, it has a lot to do with how much kids are playing these the games or on the internet or online, because it really does take away from their opportunity to socialize.
Yeah.
So one of the things that really become a problem isn't just that the kids are on TV a lot or on the internet or games a lot. A lot of times parents themselves, they have their cell phones out and they're doing things on their own cell phones, and so these kids are wanting to connect with their parents a lot. But if the parents are really engrossed in whatever it is that they're doing, a lot of times they're missing out on connections with their kids.
So that's got to be a message then to parents that happen to be hearing this right now, that maybe I do spend so much time on the phone, and maybe that's leading my children to doing that too. How do you get parents, as a counselor, Shiloh, to get off their phones? What messages can you send to us?
So there is a wonderful YouTube video called the Still Safe Experiment. And on that YouTube video, you see this mom with this infant that's probably about, I don't know, a year old or so. And she's playing with the infant, just looking at the infant, engaging with the infant. And then she turns away for a second and comes back, and her face is very flat affect, or in other words, no emotion on her face. And you see this infant start to try to engage the mom again by, you know, giggling or playing or pointing. And then pretty soon this infant feels a lot of stress and starts arching on her back and starts crying and screeching out. And really, when we are like, our face is flat affect, we're just not engaging with our kids, they feel that distress. And over time, they learn to go and try to look for that connection in other places. They do what we're doing, and they're looking for connection with electronics rather than connecting with parents.
I think it's interesting, because a lot of times parents will look at the kids and say, this is what they're doing wrong. This is what I need to set boundaries upon, is the kids' behavior. But it's a little tougher to take a step back, look in that mirror, and say, well, what am I doing that influences my child's behavior? And if you as a parent are on your technology more than you're engaged with your kids, well, expect them to behave the same way. Is that not correct?
Yeah, that is correct. And it isn't just about removing the games and the TV watching. A lot of it is being able to slow down and really connect with your kids. It's looking at your kids with warm eyes, you know, that touch, that eye contact, smiles, things like that, and really engaging with your kids, enjoying your kids, delighting in who they are. When parents can do that with their kids, kids feel like they have worth. And then the parent-child relationship gets a lot stronger.
Sure. Shiloh Lundahl is with a family counselor at the Arizona Family Institute. It's a great organization that has all kinds of tools for parents to be able to help. So let's talk about the content of what's on this media for a second. I was reading a study from the Rand Corporation, Shiloh, and they found that the more sexual content that kids see on television, and let's be honest, there's more of it now than there ever has been, the more likely they are to have early sexual experiences. Kids see up to 300 alcohol commercials every year. And again, what this study shows is that they're more likely to engage in early alcohol behavior if they're overexposed to these types of things. Smoking's another one, things like that. What has changed since, let's say, 1990, when I was a kid watching Arnold Schwarzenegger movies, when the violence was just guys falling down, to now Quentin Tarantino movies, guys' heads getting blown off?
Right. So, obviously, the idea of desensitization comes into play with whether it's sexual content or violent content. We want our kids to be able to be sensitive and being able to see someone and kind of recognize what they're feeling, being able to have empathy for them. But if they are seeing these graphic, constant, I guess you can just call it graphic images, they are losing some of that sensitivity. And going back to what we were talking about with the idea of relating, if they can't view someone and recognize their facial cues and body language and understand when someone's having a hard time and be able to go and be with that person, comfort that person, then really that's a bad thing. And that's going to hurt them throughout their relationships, throughout their lives. So with the content being so graphic and so intense, a lot of times we lose those subtle connecting, being able to have empathy, reading those social cues. We lose that.
Okay, so we're talking about the content here, and we talked, you know, about alcohol and sexual content, but the violence aspect of it as well. And there's been research that says, you know, when kids are exposed to more violence in media, then that can lend itself to more aggressive behavior and thoughts. And the thing that comes back to me with that is just video games. I believe that there is a relationship between violent behavior and video games based upon kids, which is different than adults. But talk to us a little bit about how all those violent video games may be impacting our children.
Oh, let me see.
Or do you believe that?
Yeah, you know, to a degree, yes, I do. It does desensitize us, and as we are viewing those video games that are more violent, we do have more violent things on our minds. But truthfully, even if you take away all violent things, kids do experiment in violent ways. Or in other words, you know, you never give your boy guns because you never want him to have any guns. So what he does is he takes a toy, he takes Legos, and he builds himself a gun and is shooting things. You know what I mean? And it isn't that he is inherently violent. It's just some kind of play that does play out.
And exploring boundaries or something.
Yeah, and I'm not trying to excuse violence in video games. I don't think that that's helpful. But what I am saying is today we are hyper-vigilant about violence. And what I think is helpful is to be able to have play that does include, you know, play fighting or whatever with little kids, having, again, within bounds, letting them have fun, letting boys be boys and be rambunctious and things like that, and you help them learn how to navigate that.
Interesting. Well, Shiloh, we're glad you're able to spend some time with us today. Shiloh Lundahl is a family counselor at the Arizona Family Institute, a great resource for parents, all on it. Check it out at arizonafamilyinstitute.com.